Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. And I'm very excited. We're still continuing to broadcast live on the road in Woodlands, Texas, at the Administaff Small Business Classic, having a great time. And I want to introduce you to a new friend. Tracy Chapman is the partner of one of our Brain Trust members, Mary Lou Quinlan. And she and Mary Lou have founded the company Just Ask a Woman. That's a watchword that I've lived by my whole life. Just ask a woman. Whenever I've needed to know something, I've just asked a woman. And of course, I always do what they say. There are those two ladies are also the co-authors of What She's Not Telling You. Tracy Chapman, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks for having me.
So what do you are you buying this? Just that you know, whatever I need to know, I just ask a woman. I've learned that. And whatever they say for me to do, I always do that?
Buying it. We've been selling it for 11 years. I think that it's great that you listen. You have probably very wise women in your life.
Well, my wife is probably right now saying, whatever.
But I think that's okay, what my husband says as well.
Right. Let's talk about this. Now, one of the things that I've been doing now for almost 13 years, Tracy, next month is my 13th anniversary of our show, and we've been talking about women's issues on this show for a long time because there are things, there clearly have been areas in the marketplace that needed to make adjustments to allow women to thrive as business owners, as completely fully fledged participants in the marketplace, especially in the area of credit availability and things like that for ladies. So we've done an awful lot of programming on the things that are a little bit unique about the way women do business and the way they go about things, how you guys think, make decisions and communicate, all that kind of thing, and how that's different from guys. But one of the things you want to talk about today is for ladies who travel, what are some of the things that companies who want to do business with you, what do they need to do? Talk to us about that.
Sure. You know, you're absolutely right, Jim, that there have been challenges with the female market over the years from companies, whether it's credit or the automotive to technology to, you know, some of the healthcare industry has struggled with how can we reach women in a way that's meaningful? How can we communicate? And the travel industry is part of that group. You know, it used to be that when we think about women travelers, we're thinking about them as part of a family and going on family vacations. But as more and more women are traveling for business, they had to change the mindset of how they were approaching their female guests in the hotels. And if you look back at, you know, what companies were doing, it started by giving women rooms on lower floors or putting them near the elevators, which was more for security purposes, which was wonderful. It was great that they were taking strides to help offer amenities to women. But women travelers would say, like, wait a minute, I don't want to be close to the elevator. It's lovely that it's safer, but I have to hear that dinging every single, you know, time the door opens.
Right.
That's not fun.
I'm a little curious. I'm a little curious, Tracy, about the lower floors. What's the issue on that?
It used to be that it was more from a safety standpoint. If you could be closer to the desk, or as soon as you walked out of the hotel, that you didn't have to travel far down long corridors and someone could be, you know, lurking in the hallways. But
right.
I think we've gone past that. I think we feel more comfortable being in hotels these days. It's not like we're all staying in motels where we have to put the door, you know, a chair under the doorknob.
Right.
But I think that what's happening is, so security certainly is of the utmost importance to travelers, not just female, but male travelers as well. But we were looking for a little bit more out of the experience. And companies have started paying attention to that. I mean, even down to what we've seen is there's a difference for women across industries is how they look at brands and companies and services who are trying to cater to them. They don't, women don't want it to be pink. They don't want a women's program. And I think that's what started. You know, it was the hotel for women. Well, we don't want to stay at the hotel for women. We just want to stay at the hotel that's going to treat us as a great guest.
Right.
And companies have started paying attention to that simply by just paying attention to the details. We know that there are subtle differences in the way men and women see the world. And we've seen this over the years.
Subtle
differences. I think sometimes.
Tracy, did you say subtle?
I did say subtle. I did say subtle. More, you know, some men are worse than others. But I think
Wait a minute. What do you mean some men are worse than others?
I think the funny thing is one of the biggest differences is that women pay more attention to details. I know men who won't even, see anything. They could walk into the hotel and they barely notice that there was a front desk or if there was a cute woman behind the desk,
possible,
maybe she
saw. Is it possible, Tracy, that men don't notice enough and women notice too much?
That could be the case. That certainly
could that be the case. Can we stipulate that from now on, Tracy?
We could stipulate that, but we can't do anything about it. We see everything.
Yeah,
and we see.
There's something else. There's something else that my wife and I've talked about more lately. You know, I finally, after all these years, I finally figured out one of the issues with decorating and the way things are and in a home or whatever. And I told her that I've decided that when men like something, we always like it. Once a wall is painted the color, once the sofa is in place, et cetera, et cetera. Once we like that, we always like it. I mean, 40 years from now, we're still going to like that.
Right.
But women aren't like that, are they?
No, we get bored easily. But
thank you for saying that, Tracy. Pardon me, but I just think what you just said is a cautionary tale. It's an important instructive moment. It's a teaching moment for people who want to market to ladies, women, ladies. And you said it, Tracy. I'm just quoting you now.
Right.
Women get bored easily with certain things. They get tired of things. They want to see new stuff. They want to see fresh stuff. And that's something that marketers need to recognize, isn't it?
Absolutely. We want fresh. We want vibrant. We want to feel that you're paying attention to our changing needs. And you bring up decorating, Jim, and that's really
interesting. Tracy, hold on to that thought, Tracy. We got to take a quick break. Give us the website, please. Tracy, give us your website.
Oh, our website is justaskawoman.com.
Justaskawoman.com. And now I want the record to show I didn't say anything about what Tracy was just saying about ladies. I didn't say anything about that being anything to do with high maintenance. 10:20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.